that children are consuming up to 23,000 grams of sugar a year, which is nearly 6,000 sugar cubes. So we should be a little bit alarmed by that. We know that kids are the biggest snackers more than any other age group. And we know that finding nutritious snack options can often be a challenge for parents. So, you know, parents with all the best will in the world want to do the right thing by their kids. And actually, kids by the age of 4 know the difference between healthy and unhealthy snacks. And what we did with this research is actually we did three behavioural experiments with the children. And what we found was that they were grossly underestimating how much sugar was, let's say, in a peanut butter sandwich or a fizzy drink, because they don't really know. And about a third of parents also said they don't really actually know how much sugar their kids are consuming. So there's this sort of knowledge gap. And also what we did was we did a taste test with the children, and we gave them a brownie, which they absolutely gobbled up. And then we told them that the product that was giving it its sweetness was actually sweet potato, which they were like absolutely aghast. So we know that children choose foods based on taste. So if it's tasty, they'll eat it. And about 60% of the kids were saying, you know, I'll choose chocolate and I'll also choose strawberries. So they love fresh fruit. And that's what was the positive news from this research, is, you know, let's give kids the widest possible choices of fresh fruit and vegetables, and they'll go for them. We found from the research that about 2/5 of parents were giving sugary sweets and snacks as rewards for good behaviour. So, for instance, if you eat all your greens, you can have, you know, a chocolate bar after. And what that does is it gives a very confusing message to children that, you know, greens are horrible and I'm just going to wolf this down and then I can get to the fun bit, which is not actually advisable, because kids will just then resent eating greens and see that as, you know, oh, this is boring food. So we've all got to kind of change our mindset to get a much more balanced approach to that. When it comes to, you know, giving sugar as a treat to children, as a reward, we need to think about that as parents. And I know, I'm a parent myself, you know, if you're tired, if you're multitasking, if you're under pressure, and you know that your kid just needs a quick fix of energy, you know, you might just reach for that chocolate bar, where actually a banana will do just as effectively, if not better. And what we also know from this research is that children do enjoy the taste of fruit. So actually, when in one of the experiments, we gave them a choice of healthy snacks and unhealthy snacks, and 8 out of 10 kids piled their plates up full of fruit because they love the taste of them. So we know that. So that gives us a head start as parents, like, you know, we're not doing our kids a disservice if we give them a bowl of strawberries and grapes and bananas, because they actually enjoy the taste. And just remember that children choose foods based on taste. So the tastier the food, the more they'll go for it.